We'll have this morning in these bags very simply just three objects which I want to ask you three questions about. Some of these objects, the younger ones, won't actually use yourselves, but I hope that you've seen them around the home. Here's the first one. The first object this morning. And the first very difficult question is, what is it? What is it? Thank you, Joe. Do you use this morning? No. What is it? Good. It's a shaver. Okay, very simple shaver. Take that off, plug it in. Good. Number one, it's a shaver. Number two, what's this? Yes, Sophie. It is. It's my favourite hairdryer. Yes, like seeing him in the morning. Good. So we have a shaver, we have a hairdryer, and our third object, I want you to be thinking about these objects. What's that? What's that? Sarah. It is. It's a toaster. Okay? Very simply, three objects that you will know about around your home. Okay. Second set of questions about all three. Who made this? Who made this? Laura. A man. Probably a man made it, yes. We actually be even more precise than that. Who made this? How might we find out who made it? Yeah, it's got a label on it. Stan, who made that? Can you tell me? Mr. Phillips made that. Yeah, it's a Phillips. It's a shaver. Mr. Phillips made it. Good. The same for this here. We look, we can find a label, and it tells us who made it. Okay? You know, all these through the toaster, the only label it's got on that is it says St. Michael, which takes it on it. Marks and Spencer must have made that one. Three objects. Each of them have a maker, and we know who the maker is because there's a little label on them. Okay, third and final question. Why was this made? For what purpose did somebody design and make this? Why did somebody ever design and make one of these things? Joe? Yes, a shave away hair on your chinny chin chin. Yes, good. Okay, that's the purpose of that, isn't it? To shave away hair on your chinny chin chin. Good. Why did somebody make one of these? What's the purpose of this, Libby? To dry your hair, or to dry those patches when you wet something on your clothes before you're about to rush out to church. But yes, it's there, isn't it, really, to dry your hair. Okay? Dry your hair, shave off your hair from your chinny chin chin. Why did somebody make one of these things? What's the purpose of this, Sophie? To make toast. Well done, it is, to make toast. Three different objects, three different makers, three different purposes. And if they're used for the right purpose, it's glorious. And you can see they've been designed for one purpose only. This has a little tray underneath to catch all the crumbs, has room for two slices of bread, has a little knob here to press down. You get the temperature right so you don't know how brown your toast's going to be. It's all been designed for the very purpose for which it was made. And things start to go wrong if we use things for the wrong purposes. I was thinking only last week, wouldn't it be good if the rotor for mowing next year, which we're going to make it more difficult, we're not going to allow you to use a mower, you've got to use a thinner shave to mow the church grass next year. And I thought, well, that wouldn't last very long, would it? It'd soon start steaming. If you started doing that up and down, you wouldn't get very far, and it would go boom. Wouldn't work. That's not the purpose for which it's been made. And I thought about here, well, what if I use this for my toast in the morning? I put that in the kitchen and got out my piece of bread and stood there and just... It wouldn't do it, would it? It's not been made for that purpose. And similarly then I thought about using the toaster to dry my hair. That's silly, isn't it? It's not been made for that purpose. Three different objects, three different makers, made for a purpose. And that's how they work best. And they serve that purpose. Now look at the person next to you. Who made them? The Bible says that God made them. God made them. They're a human being. They are made in the image of God. If you're looking at a brother or sister this morning, you might sometimes squabble with them. You should remember that they, like you, are very special. They've been made by God in the image of God. Why? Why did God make men, women and young people? What's the purpose? Everything's got a purpose. The shaver, the toaster, the hairdryer. What's the purpose of living? Why are we here? Why has God made us? Now listen to this. God has made us that we might know him and enjoy him forever. That's why you're here. God made you that you would know him. Not just know about him. Not just come and sit in a place where he's spoken about, but you yourself would know him and enjoy him forever. But we know that because of our sin, we've become separated from God. And we no longer serve that purpose for which he made us. We were made to know him and enjoy him. But Jesus was sent to take away our sin so that we could do what God made us to do in the first place, which is to know him and love him. And I want you to think about how that affects you today. God made you. And God made you for himself. To know him. To enjoy him here and forever. But sin has come between that purpose and you living it out. And that's why it's important for us even today to turn to this God who made us. And say how sorry we are that we haven't lived for him, but we've lived for other things. And to ask him to forgive us. And through believing in the Lord Jesus, to start a life where from now on we know God. And we enjoy him forever. You think about how many years or how many months that you've lived without living out the purpose that you're here for. Which is to know God. You've lived for yourself. You've lived perhaps for others. But you haven't lived for God. And he would call you today to repent and believe on him. And start from this day to know him, not only here in this world, but also in the world which is yet to come.